Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin.
CNA here. Back when I worked in domiciliary care, I was visiting a patient with full-on dementia. He couldn't communicate at all. He would just lay in bed. His name was Andrew. Obviously, Andrew required two people to help turn him, change him, and whatnot. I walked into Andrew's room one morning, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a man, at least 6 foot, and dressed in a black trench coat, black boots, and a black hat, standing over Andrew and just staring down at him. The moment I looked properly, the apparition had gone. I didn't get a sense of malice or anything. It was just observing him. My colleague, who came through 30 seconds later, said I looked white as a sheet. I don't believe in ghosts, but I can't explain that one. Besides maybe a bird flying past the window and casting a shadow, had my brain misinterpreted or something.
Let's begin.
The Trans-Allegheny Asylum, formerly known as Weston State Hospital, is a Kirkbride building that housed the mentally ill from 1864 to 1994. In 2007, it was privately purchased and has become a museum and historic location and ghost hunting spot. It has a more unpleasant and dark history that I've regaled to thousands of people, and it pains me to be an expert on the subject. In 2021, I retired from my position as a guide and ghost hunt event manager under severe burnout. After all that I've experienced there, it solidified in my mind that paranormal things that defy rational explanation do indeed happen, and certain phenomena are absolutely real. It's almost October, and I'm feeling a little spooky, so here are a couple of things I experienced in my time there. One evening, while training for the job, I was on the first floor with a couple of co-workers while everyone else was touring upstairs. We were just kind of killing time, quietly observing the area. Light from outside was coming in through the windows, casting on the inner hall's wall. In that light, I watched the perfect silhouette of a man from head to hip walk through that light from left to right. I said something about it, and the three of us watched as an arm and hand moved into the light from the right side. I immediately ran into the room and began looking out of that window for someone outside. There was no one there. At that time, the realization that from the ground to the bottom of the window is like 7 feet didn't even occur to me. I will never forget the crisp, clear silhouette shape for as long as I live. We would run experiments with a spirit box. One person would use one with noise-canceling earbuds. All they're able to hear is the radio static and blips of a few random stations. When they hear a word or phrase, they're able to say it out loud. One evening, my coworker and I ran one of these experiments in a notorious room where a murder in 1987 took place. For 10 minutes, I sat and listened to nothing but radio static through the spirit box. No blips of radio, nothing except static. I was starting to get bored when I heard a woman's voice say, "Evil." So I spoke up and repeated the word, "Evil." Next thing I know, my coworker.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shining her flashlight in my face to get my attention. I pull out the earbud, and she was practically frantically saying, "It's time to go, time to go." So we haul ass out of the room, down the hall, down the next hall to the center section before she would even tell me what happened. While I was hearing nothing but static, she said she kept hearing what sounded like someone shuffling their feet and walking around just outside the door. She spoke up and asked, "Whoever is out in the hallway, are they nice?" That's when I spoke out and said, "Evil." In the wee hours of the night, we figured it would be cool to see what would happen if we shut all the doors of the ward. One of the doors, as I was closing it, the knob twisted in my hand and was forcibly pulled closed. I stood there for several moments, opening and closing that door, trying to replicate what happened, trying to explain it. Finally, the person with me was like, "What the hell are you doing?" It was so weird. I'd never felt invisible force like that before. Another story. I had three people spend the night one night, and they had thermal imaging video. They set it up, pointing it down the hall where we could all watch it on a tablet. We thought it would be interesting to leave a device at the far end of the hall that would alarm if the field around it was disturbed. As one of the guys walked down the hall to put it there, we could see his form on thermal imaging, clearly human-shaped in colors, representing heat and warmth. When he walked by one of those doorways about a fourth of the way down the ward, the shape of a head, neck, shoulders, and upper body of a person in colors indicating cooler temperatures lean peeked out as he walked away, like someone popped out of the room for a second as he walked by to check him out. I've never seen anything like it. I won't forget it, and I would give my left testicle for a copy of that footage. That happened a lot. A guest capturing something far out and not sending a copy to us. I'll end this with something that absolutely changed me and that I still don't understand. I remember the exact night and time of these occurrences. That's how profound and somewhat unsettling they were. June 3rd and June 4th of 2017, 3:40 a.m. June 3rd. After an hour or so of hearing a female's voice, as well as banging around, footsteps, literally running sounds on that hardwood floor towards us, I sat quietly on the floor with the group. I started to feel dizzy, lightheaded, and gross. I told myself it was my imagination and that I'd be fine. A few minutes later, I started to feel this intense burning sensation on my lower back, just to the right of my spine. Again, I told myself it was all just my imagination. The burning sensation kept amping up, getting worse and worse. I told myself that I didn't want to be that guy and say anything in front of these people, you know. Finally, it got to the point where I had to say something. I asked my coworker with us if there was anything there. She was like, "Oh my God." There, on my lower back, just to the right of my spine, was a mark that looked like a burn or an abrasion about 3 to 4 inches long and about 1 inch wide. Now, I'd seen other such claims made by visitors of scratch marks and the like, and the marks were always gone within an hour at most. I had visible marking on my back for almost a week. My nerves there, to this very day, often feel weird. Sometimes chilled, sometimes like a skin soreness, especially when I think on the experience. June 4th, same part of the building, same time of night. I noticed that my voice recorder ran out of memory, so I'm holding it in my right hand, using my flashlight in my left so I could see what I was doing. Suddenly, I feel a burning sensation on the underside of my right forearm. I did a what the fuck and shifted my flashlight to it. The person beside me and I watched as three welts began to appear down my arm. Needless to say, that shit blew my mind. It's one thing to see marks like that. It's a whole ass other to watch it as it happens on your own skin. Like the majority of instances I've heard about, those marks were gone within 10 to 15 minutes. No lasting effects. Scared would be the wrong word, but I have none to describe my frame of mind around those events. I took a week off from work after it to try and process it all, and was nervous being in that hallway for the rest of that summer. Like I said, I still don't know what to think or believe. I've got enough stories and experiences to probably fill a book, but I'll leave you with those for now. I will add a final note about how constantly poking around in the dark and talking about past true horrors of human experience day in and day out truly takes its toll, spiritually and emotionally. Since my resignation, my mental health and overall level of happiness has greatly improved. I used to tell people for a while afterwards that it felt like I'd gotten out of a toxic relationship with that place.
Let's begin.
I'm an ICU nurse. A patient's son rang the hospital at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night, saying he was sure his dad was dying. His dad had had a severe stroke and was doing okay. Recovery would be difficult, but he wasn't expected to die and was pretty stable at the time. I was looking after him, and he was a lot of work, because he would try to get up but couldn't walk, so he'd fallen a lot. The son really wanted to come in, even though it's way past visiting hours. But, you know, all bend the rules in a good cause. I figured, what the hell, it's a Saturday night. Come on in and sit with your dad. The patient died 2 minutes before the son walked in the door. It was like a switch was turned off. He just died. The last thing he said to me was, "Am I bothering anyone?" I told him of course not, even though he had some very frustrating behavior because of the stroke. The son just started crying and screaming. I knew it. How the hell he knew? We were all a bit freaked out.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.